Bring your question, okay.
That's good.
Got the beard going again, eh?
Yeah, still.
Scary.
You like it?
No, not really. You have children? You don't have young children. I'd be scared to death.
Who would marry me?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And that's enough. Yeah, Bogosian day-to-day may not be a player for tomorrow, and then we'll just wait and see how he looks after that, you know. So, Buff is, I think, looks like he's okay. So he should be okay to go tomorrow.
So would you expect Zach to be take the morning skate and kind of see from there, or?
Yeah, he might take the morning skate. I don't know if he's going to be a player in the game. No, it's just aggravating, you know, just aggravating. You skate a little bit, you got to just kind of let it go. It aggravates a bit. And no. You know what, I haven't followed him too much. I saw the red line, you know, that talk. I personally like the way the game is. It's got speed and stuff. I think that's why we took the red line out, more or less, you know, to get the speed going. I mean, I do understand the concussion stuff and, the you know, that need for some attention there, but I like the way the rules are, and for me, I just like to keep them the same, you know.
How about the danger of the icing play?
Yeah, I don't like automatic icing, you know, and for a number of reasons. If you guys remember the Vancouver game, when the Sedin fired it all the way down off the end boards right back to his brother, that's a good play. That's a tactic that you can play. And an automatic icing, you don't have that play. So, and I think that they're doing a pretty good job with it now, where they don't want you to have confrontation on the icing call, you know. So I like the way that's going. I like the speed of the game with the red line is what I like, you know. So.
Gloved pass, they're trying to, they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know much about what they're talking about there. The glove pass is just, you know.
Any thoughts on the trapezoid?
Nah, I don't. No, the trapezoid's good for me. I wouldn't want them roaming out there, you know. That's a whole area there, that goalie thing. How far out can they come? And, you know, they're so fair game and they're protected. I get that too, but you know, the trapezoid is fine for me. I'd rather keep it there because that's a tactic that we use as well, you know, trying to keep them in the net. They can come up above the red line as it is, so some of those guys are pretty good.
It seemed like that was a pretty spirited practice. I know you want something like that after a long layoff. Did the crowd add anything to it for you?
I don't know. Are you suggesting we're showing off or something?
No.
No, I think it's just we had a day and a half off on the weekend, which I think is a little bit odd because it's long. But I think it's enthusiasm. I think the players are really looking forward to playing. And I think that, I noticed the enthusiasm right early in the practice. And we like to play games at the end. That had a little special enthusiasm, but I thought it was really good. I thought we had some really good energy, which to me is good. It shows me the players are passionate to play. And so, you know, we're looking forward to the game, finally.
And being back home, is it automatic that you get the home Jets back again?
No, the home, at this time of year, I don't think it matters. I think the guys just want to play, you know. I think that we'd like to replay those games that we went on the road, you know, but I don't think the home is, I think we were comfortable here, there's no question, but right now, we're more focused on winning games. We just want to win games, you know, no matter where we play.
Do you get the impression, just throwing it out there, that would the guys be set back at all by wanting to do so well on the road and not seeing the results?
I don't think we'd be set back. I don't think we're sensitive to that. I think we're just trying to win, and we're just trying to find ways to get that done. You know, you watch now and we're finally getting the games are becoming equal now, the same number of games, and so you really see the urgency. Just look at the standings. So there's a lot of need to win, there's no doubt.
Is it tough to have 4 days off at this point, or is it beneficial because it's so late in the season?
No, I think it's good for us. We might lose a little rhythm, but I think it's pretty good because it seems like it's been really busy for us and really constant, and the break is actually kind of like a welcome catch your breath of fresh air for us. So I think it's been good for us. And And judging from the enthusiasm last couple of days, I think it's good. So I think it should lend itself to be energized in the game tomorrow, especially here at home with the fans, you know.
If I can go back to the no-touch icing, I'm a little surprised that you don't like that, especially with, like, the Bogosian chasing to try and save the empty net. He goes into the boards like that. Is the game maybe too overprotected, the concussion debate aside? Is it just a game and these things happen once in a while?
Well, I think it's a valid point. You know, I think the concussion, you can't put it aside because it's drawn into it, but I think the game is evolved pretty good, and I'd like to see it. Yeah, you always look to tweak it maybe, and I like the game the way it is. And with the, I don't like the no-touch icing, so for me, I think these plays get made. Those are plays that happen. It's a sport. That's what happens when you compete, you know. Like, I don't know that you need to keep tweaking too much for me.
And that's what I mean. Like, a lot was focused on the Foster incident, and as horrific as that was,
right,
there's a number of incidents through the history of the game that are horrific but don't happen that often.
Well, that's what I mean. That's where I think those are things that happen. Those are the accidents that happen in a game, and I think that's what you get. So, for me, I don't know that it's so much about the rules. I mean, these things are going to happen, and they're going to take place, so I like the game the way it is. I think we've got good speed. If you put the red line back in, for example, and start creating two-line passes and those problems, like, the problem is coaches study, and we're going to end up clogging this thing up and bringing it to a grinding halt. That's what happened before, you know. And then the people blame the coaches there's some pros and cons to both. I understand that, but I like the speed of through the neutral zone. You have the option of really getting up, you know, and I think that's good. It gets you going. You know?
How do you feel players are handling the issue of player safety in terms of the way they carry themselves in games? Are they doing enough to look out for themselves and each other?
I think the players are doing a pretty good job, but, you know, Charlie Huddy had a good point, in my opinion. You know, what they should do is they wouldn't do this, but it's almost like they need to revert back to the equipment of 15 years ago where you don't have the hard plastic pads, elbow pads, and all those things. I mean, you look at the people blocking shots now. I mean, they're like five goalies out in the ice, you know. And the protection and the size of the gears, you know, you wouldn't want to go back, but, I mean, you'd like to. To me, the way the equipment is, the respect factor really comes into play now. And I think that they have respect, and we're trying to, but, you know, it's the equipment we're using is really evolved a lot, and it's dangerous, like elbow pads, even shoulder pads. I mean, that's why these shots to the head now, you know, before, I mean, you know, the elbow pads and shoulder pads, didn't have much, so that's way different. You know, when I played, we had the catalogs for shin pads, you know. Well, he's been good. Brian's been pretty consistent all year, though. I wouldn't know that his game has changed a whole lot. He's gone through pockets of frustration, especially early in the year. But I think what's evident again is it's always with speed with him. Like, he's a smart player. He's been pretty consistent all year. But when things start to go well, his speed seems to jump off the map. And I think that's what really becomes evident with him. And for me, he's been a really reliable player. So he's had a lot of consistency. But as they go, he goes, too. He goes, and it's the skating that gets him going. Because that whole line can make plays. And they've been really good there. Well, that's the maturing process with him that would have taken some time. It had been getting used to the heavy minutes and heavy opponents and the demands put on a top line and the attention that's drawn from a Wheeler. If Wheeler's really going well, then now they draw more attention. So I don't know if that attention was drawn on that line last year. So that would be way more attention drawn there.